It's always a challenge when you start designing and when it's a real project. It's a challenge. Constantly have to tackle issues, you have to talk to the constructor. At times it is novelty, at times it's the feeling of you can value both of it. But then again, in the end, I think it's the feeling. It's just the feeling of inspiration, rather it's just the feeling which you think is more important. It's always there.
Build something together. Build the city the earth needs. Build buildings that break the styles of the conventional habitation. Because your environment always affects your way of life. Find an architecture which blends with natural surroundings. That's the plan of Auroville. A city with a wide range of experiments for everybody, and especially for the architects and the urbanists. Because every building is a step toward the future city and the community living. For that, a lot of students come to Auroville. They are volunteers or they do a training. We will speak with one of them, Salah. Salah is a student of architecture. He's doing a training of 4 months with Bankim, an urbanist. Hello, you're Salab.
Yeah, I'm Shalab Srivastava. I'm a past of last year, I'm an architect now, but a very fresh architect. I wanted to do a training here in Auroville because, I mean, you're very independent in the term that, I mean, you can explore on your own basis. There are eco-friendly architects also, but there are also architects who just would like to explore in their own domain or in their own way of thinking of things, and that's pretty nice. And that's what I like about Auroville, and that's why I actually came to work at Auroville. Plus, you always constantly have something or the other going on. And like, even instead of doing architecture, if you're interested in music or something, they have classes all the time. Like, after coming here, I learned a bit of tango, a bit of product designing. Yeah, so...
Okay.
It's an overall growth, which is very important. Especially for a budding architect who needs to learn from every source possible.
Did you come to Auroville to understand the project of the city?
No, I know the master planning.
Yes, master planning
of Auroville. No, I mean I know about it because one of my friends is working with Levenier, which is the master planning. We were doing a survey actually for Levenier, which was just a survey, not a planning. I mean, as an exploration, I do agree with the master planning that is there, with the Matramandir and the force of lines. And all I know is it's constantly being revised over time because a lot of private patches are inside the green belt and a lot of people don't want to sell it. And there's always contradiction because of which the master plan keeps on revising and modifying at the same time.
But of course, you have to work with the master plan when you are in Auroville.
Yes, you have to, but there are offices which work for Auroville also, and they do personal projects also. I mean, which is nearby architectural projects. It doesn't have to be in Auroville, like Pondicherry, lands nearby, Kolapalam, and other places, you know, farmlands. And they still get projects, the architects around here. And sometimes it's even beyond that. So.
And what is your point of view about architecture? What is it for you?
For me, it's more of an exploration of my own self in developing. I mean, for me, architecture by actual definition is designing of spaces which has to, like, primarily satisfy a few goals, which are protection, privacy, safety, which is very primary, which can be done in a shed. But then comes a semi-primary, which is like aesthetics, serenity.
And now we can go to see your office and you can show me your work.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So, let's go.
Let's go. This is SketchUp. I mean, I use Sketchup for developing design and everything. And it's pretty easy to make stuff in it, like a window. So we can build things really, really fast.
Whoa.
In this.
And you can make a roof?
Yeah.
I want a roof.
Okay.
Oh, you just have to draw, and after you click?
Instead of sketching, you can see in the 3D model itself how it's gonna look.
It's because you're too lazy to draw.
Also, yeah.
Also?
Yeah.
And you can show me your workbook?
Yes, yes. A portfolio.
The portfolio.
Yeah. This is my fourth semester work, which is second year. Because the first 2 years, you're supposed to manually draft stuff. I mean, using table, chair, and like a drafting table, set squares. So you stick the sheet and then you start drawing stuff. It's very time consuming. You're not supposed to make a lot of mistakes because,
yeah.
I mean, if you start drafting with the pen, it's kind of difficult to get rid of things. This is Prasaran. It was an amphitheater which I did in my third year. The concept was pretty simple. Like, an artist propagates an idea to a crowd, right? The people sitting around it. So artist was like a drop in a still water, and that idea is propagating through the crowd. So I used that concept, a drop falling in a still water and the form that develops with it. And I froze that form, and I took that as a cover for the amphitheater. And when you look from inside, the ripples, the frozen ripples, also look like the ripples of a curtain.
You like to connect one building with one concept.
Yeah. Design is very difficult to explain. I remember one by someone, he said design is a mental process manipulated by different kind of information leading to a coherent set of ideas. The realization of this idea is the final outcome, but it's not often a conscious process. That's what design is for me, I think. In architecture, it's always, as I said about exploration, I mean, the thing is, you already know what you want from the building at times, but you don't know yourself. I mean, you know it subconsciously or something. And when you start designing and you start exploring, at one point you're satisfied with the design and then you realize where the dots connect. I mean, the projects that I showed it to you, it wasn't like evident right then. But when I constructed it, when it was done, I could relate it. Like the drop, the concept wasn't from before. I mean, I made the form, I had some other forms also, but I liked this one. Why did I like it? Because maybe the connection was better with the function of the building. Yeah.
Do you enjoy your training in Auroville? I mean, you feel you can create something or give something to Auroville? Or you think that Auroville is giving something to you?
I think it's more of Auroville giving something to me, because I don't think I have progressed enough actually to make any contribution to Auroville, but I think I am also doing a bit on my part, but it's not actually substantial, not as substantial I would like it to be. I think I'm absorbing more than I'm actually giving.
What are you absorbing?
Everything. First of all, Auroville is an international community, so you culturally absorb so many things, how people live in different countries, how they talk, how they socially interact. Everything is out there. And it's kind of nice because you get to know the whole world in a small place and you interact. That is good. Second, these people are doing the exploration on their own, on their own mindset, how they find things, and for them, what is the definition in architecture and designing, whatever it might be. Like, if you go in a specific place, it'll just give you an idea and designing of the people that has been passed on through. But here it's coming from all around the globe, which is very nice.
Contrary. Shalom, and you think you have enough time?
Right now? No, I would like to stay more, but I think I mean, not very long enough. I don't have resources to actually stay here for long. I still need to move on. Maybe come back again.
You want to come back?
Yes.
You want to build a building in Herville, maybe?
If I get the opportunity, why not?